Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Head-on collision ends in two transported to the hospital. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A two-vehicle head-on crash on Monday morning at around 5:30 a.m. resulted in injuries of the occupants. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said a 60-year-old woman driving a Chevy pickup was headed north on 4J Road when she saw a Chrysler 300 driving south on 4J. The 30-year-old woman in the Chrysler abruptly turned left into the oncoming lane of traffic and collided with the pickup. Wasson said there was extensive damage to both vehicles, and the Campbell County Fire Department was contacted to extricate both women, according to the fire department press log. They were both transported to the hospital by EMS. The cause of the crash is under investigation. The Wyoming legislative session began on Tuesday in Cheyenne. The session marks the 67th state legislature to convene. On the Senate floor, Senate President Ogden Driscoll began the day with a speech outlining what he expects from his fellow senators during the session. According to Cowboy State Daily News, Driscoll, who was elected unanimously, told members he expected disagreement to take place during the session due to the diversity of views, but he expects the discourse to be civil, respectful, and productive. Driscoll pointed to the tension and division in national politics and in Wyoming as well. "We must not be enemies," said the Senate president. "I believe there is more common ground that unites us than divides us." Leading by example was his pledge to the elected body. Driscoll talked of his plans to keep taxes low and limit spending, but continue to serve the most vulnerable and underserved populations in Wyoming. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.